Douglas was the inside muscle of Calvin Knapp, who gave Denver a second scoring gun and L.A. a double-barreled headache. However, the Nuggets' front line took a hard fall in the second half. English broke his already aggravated thumb while diving after a loose ball. Calvin Knapp took a tumble. His agonizing expression mirrored the Nuggets' painful luck of double injury. Aside from a possible Laker victory, attention was focused upon Magic Johnson, who was on the verge of shattering Jerry West's all-time playoff assist record. Johnson got right down to business by orchestrating the Lakers' fast break from his familiar middle lane. The forum's cheers were a perfect salute to an old soldier, but there was a bigger reason to shout. The Lakers' fifth trip to the finals in 6 years.
The Western Conference Finals features some of the NBA's brightest stars, like Pau Gasol and the Lakers, whose path here was a bit bumpy, but played brilliantly when it mattered most. The Denver Nuggets have been flying through the first two rounds of the playoffs, consistently impressive in reaching their first conference final in nearly 2.5 decades. Can they take the next step? Let's find out.
Fisher to Bryant, shot clock at 8. Bryant gets inside, elevates, and gets the roll.
I think they're going to go with the reason.
Bryant knocks down the jumper. Coming up on a minute remaining in the first half. Bryant puts it in. Bryant on Phillips. Gets inside, flips it up, banks it in, and a foul. Bryant. Oh, Kobe Bryant. Another one, and it's a 20-point lead. Gasol to Bryant. Nice fake. There's the drive and the finish. But it comes to an end tonight as the LA Lakers are Western Conference champions. They win the series in 6 games. He is the great equalizer here. It's LeBron James. Here's Davis. Gets a step on Plumlee, finishes with a foul. Well, now Denver in hang-on mode, and you know LeBron on the attack. Lakers on the move. Caruso gives it up. James hangs and finishes. Posting up is LeBron James. And now he goes to work. Pulls it, pops it. Davis, he'll pull the three. Oh, Davis hits it. And in 5 games... the Los Angeles Lakers will take down the Denver Nuggets.
Our goal was not to get to the Western Conference Finals. Our goal is to win a championship. We have a great challenge in front of us. I believe
we can be an army. Now Gordon with a picture. And Gordon, no call. And he'll jam it down. Murray again. And again.
Jokic working quickly. Wow. Figuring some things out. Three to shoot, Murray to spin. Now to Bruce Brown, right to the teeth of the defense, and he has a chance at three. Not so much in this series. Look at Jokic, magnificent. Maintain the level of detail, Stephanie, that they started this game with. This Murray boy, circus shot, they will count it. Jokic somehow left wide open. Jokic doubled up. Murray, launch, splash. Edwards launches. No! And Denver survives! Murray looking to push. This is what they want to do. By exquisite pass, Jokic. Damian Lee too much that time. Long rebound, Murray. Foot race between the legs. Off glass. Go back to a cut glass. Some heat. Suns here at the start. Jokic shot clock down to 3. The spin, the shot, got it. Jeff Green. Oh. Holy smokes. 7 to shoot. Caldwell Pope gets a screen. He's going to launch. KCP with a titanic 3. Porter from the corner. Walks it up the floor. Gets it to Jokic. Inside. No one better with the ball in his hands.
The Phoenix Suns season is over. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the conference finals for the second time in 4 years.
I think our guys understand what's at stake, the opportunities in front of us, and let's enjoy this process. No mistakes, don't ever lose your hope. Just know you were born for this. Just know
you were born for this. In order to appreciate what's currently going on with the Denver Nuggets right now as they set their sights on an NBA Finals appearance for the first time in franchise history, you got to look back at the past. You have to look back at those significant series that happened all those years ago, 85, 2009, 2020. And there you heard it. The Nuggets were going up against buzzsaws every single time. Well done, Angel, as we kind of recapped a lot of that. That was fun, man. That was a well done job by you.
We need everybody up on your feet. No one's sitting in your seat. Yeah, let's go.
You got to enjoy this because you're in historic territory here. And I think a lot of people... This is why I get so passionate about this conversation. How many titles does the state of Colorado have when it comes to professional, the Big Four? They have five, right? It's five titles. And how many years of doing this? Back to the NBA days, back to the Broncos days in the 60s, you know, the Rockies in the 90s. In the Avalanche, of course, both Rockies and Avs, fairly new teams to the state, but still, five titles. It doesn't happen all the time. The opportunities don't happen all the time. I mean, the Rockies made it to one World Series, and that was it for their franchise. They didn't sniff a championship before or after. The Colorado Avalanche, okay, three titles. They've had several opportunities. The Avalanche have enjoyed a very rich history since coming to Colorado. The Broncos, three titles, been to a lot. They've had those opportunities. The Nuggets haven't had very many chances at this. This is one of, they'd been to four before this. Three of them were against the Lakers. One was against the, I think, Seattle before 85 or whatever year that was. Kind of the lost one. I think gets forgotten. You have to sit back and enjoy this. You got, 7 hours until tip-off tonight, 6:30 tip-off. And this, you sit back and think about everything it took to get to this stage. And that's kind of what we're going to do. We're going to be looking at the matchups today and how Denver matches up with the Lakers and what they're going to have to do and who's going to step up. That's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Outside of Nikola Jokic, who will be the MVP? Who will be the best player in the series? Jamal, Gordon, MPJ, KCP, Bruce Brown? Was there a surprise? Probably not a surprise, but you could think that if you want. Every time the Nuggets ran into the Lakers, it was during part of their dynasty run. Now, excuse me, when Alex English was so good, dude, he was averaging like 28 points a game that year. He was, in many years, you could have probably looked at Alex English and said, should he be talked about to win an MVP? He was that good. So you got to give him that respect. It just so happened that in his era of basketball, he was going up against the Showtime Lakers. Boston was really good. And then, you know, it's the Eastern Conference. But then later, I mean, obviously Jordan stormed onto the scene in the Eastern Conference too. You had some really good basketball teams. And so maybe one of the best years ever for the Nuggets. They just run into Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So the Showtime Lakers, a team that was a team of destiny. They've won a couple before that. They won a couple after that. They went on to win that year, and I think they won a couple years after that too. They were winning championships. That's a team we talk about. We're going to tell our grandkids about forever. The Showtime Lakers. You didn't watch them. I didn't watch them. We know of them. And the Nuggets just happened to run into them. 2009 hits. And finally, George Karl gets past the first round because they found a half-court offense with Chauncey Billups. It wasn't just about Melo scoring. You had Chauncey Billups that could really slow the pace down when they needed to and present a calming force. And they breezed through the first two rounds of the playoffs. And you thought, okay, here we go. And yet again, you run into a dynasty. That was Kobe's first championship with Pau Gasol. That was his first champion. That year was his first championship without Shaq. And then they went on to win it again the next year. Every year the Nuggets have faced the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, what have they gone on to do that season? Win a title. Kobe Bryant, arguably one of the greatest players of all time. Magic Johnson, arguably one of the greatest players of all time. LeBron James, arguably one of the greatest players of all time. That's what you see. I mean, it's not like, it does blow me away that it's always the Lakers, but typically, if you get to the Western Conference Finals a fair amount of time, you're going to walk away from that and say, we had some of the greatest players of all time. And Alex English is maybe in that category. Carmelo Anthony is maybe in that category. And I'm talking top 30, top 50 and stuff. But the Lakers, every year the Nuggets were a really good team that maybe could do it. They run into a team of destiny. And even in the bubble, I don't think anybody, I'm working on a blog I'm putting out this afternoon for you to check out, just kind of outlining this conversation. Even in the bubble, I don't think anybody's going to say that Lakers team, even tied to this Lakers team, is going to go down in history as one of the great Lakers dynasties. But anytime you involve LeBron James, you're talking greatness. You're talking legendary status. So now the Nuggets are yet again running into the Lakers at a very significant time in both of their histories. But this is why I love this song. And this is my theme for the Nuggets right now, is this time it's different.
Well, I love how you described all three of those different series and how the Nuggets were going into it as the extreme underdog, that they were the guys that maybe you shouldn't have been there, but they're there, so they got to play this game. This year, why not us?
It's exactly. They're going in as the favorite, but an underdog at the same time, which is maybe where the Nuggets want to be. Because in those years, 85, nobody was picking the Nuggets. I don't know what the papers were saying. The papers were saying back then, the moving pictures. It was 85. It wasn't that far back. I was a negative one.
On TV, Brady.
Who's drawing the comics here? They weren't favorites. They weren't going to be picked to win that. I don't know many teams that played the Showtime Lakers were actually favored to win, except for Boston and later Chicago.
The Nuggets at that time were an upstart team.
And then, they weren't in the NBA that long. I mean, they were trying to figure out Alex English, and, they were, year or two removed from David Thompson. So I was wrong on that. I thought David Thompson was a part of that. Dan Issel was there. Calvin Knott was there. I mean, you had some really good teams. He was averaging like 19 points a game. He was a bruiser for him. And then 2009, they weren't picked to beat Kobe.
No, that's the young upstart Carmelo Anthony.
Well, and not even then. I mean, he'd been in the league 6-7 years at that point. But you just finally felt like George Karl put it all together. Oh, getting Chauncey Billups was huge. It didn't quite work with what they were trying in the past. But getting Chauncey Billups over in his second stint in Denver, he's Colorado's hometown kid. Man, he was Denver's favorite. And you thought this could be the year. They could do it. And, that series was tied to a piece. That game one, you almost win, and Anthony Carter throws it out of bounds. And I know that wasn't the sole reason they lost, but that ended it. That did end the game. Ariza got the steal and goes to the foul line, and game is over at that point. It's a two-score game with seconds on the clock. So you weren't picking them to win. It was Kobe Bryant. Not many people picked against Kobe either, especially when they reloaded.
Even without Shaq.
Without Shaq, but they reloaded with the Pau Gasol, who has been remembered just this past year. And I don't know if they retired his number, but they retired Pau Gasol's number. Very great, but perhaps underrated player when we talk about greats, when we talk about Lakers greats. They ran into another buzzsaw. And then in the bubble,
That was such a weird year, a weird time, and the way the NBA had put the bubble together, I'm not going to say it was rigged for the Lakers, but I find it hard to see any other team winning it that year.
It was a strange year for several reasons, Angel. That was the COVID year, of course, the bubble. We had protests and riots. All things were going on in this country at that point. And who was the loudest amongst NBA players that was talking? I don't know. It depends on how you want to look at it from your political angle, but so to speak, talking for the people. LeBron James was. It's one of the reasons I think Jamal Murray had so much. The games were great too, some of them, but he was doing a lot of that. And people were like, whoa, this Jamal Murray, because you jumped onto the scene and everybody's talking about not only your basketball ability, but the fact you're talking about COVID, you're talking about voting, you're talking about Black Lives Matter, you're talking about all these things going on. And so the Nuggets were going up against that. LeBron James, arguably the most outspoken when it comes to politics in the NBA, plus a Lakers team that was pretty darn good. pretty darn good that year.
A Nuggets team that had just played 14 playoff games.
And it was exhausting for Denver. You saw that one shot of Jamal Murray after, was it against the Clippers? Or maybe it was against the Jazz in that Donovan Mitchell game where he just looked absolutely exhausted. That was a lot to overcome. And again, even though the Lakers with LeBron James is probably not going to come close to rivaling the Kobe Bryant Lakers, the Showtime Lakers, or even the 50s Lakers before that, it's still LeBron James. He's like his own franchise at this point. You know, you can look at wherever team he was, and that was a dynasty. That was an epic time in whatever that team's timeline looks like. You know, Cleveland's timeline, LeBron James. Miami's timeline, LeBron James. The Lakers' timeline, they have all this great stuff, but there's also the LeBron James era. If you were writing a book about the Lakers, you're including those 50s teams, you're including Showtime Lakers, and you're including Kobe's Lakers, but you're also adding a chapter in there, maybe two, the LeBron James era. And you might have two championships to show for it. You might. Depends on what the Nuggets have to say about that. So I just think it's so interesting that every time the Nuggets have faced, it's not like if the Nuggets were going up against the Golden State Warriors, there's a lot of history there, and that would be fun to talk about. But that's not the storied history of every time the Nuggets felt like they were there, the Lakers ripped it out from them because they were the Goliath that won. That it wouldn't be the same with the Warriors. Even though the Lakers are a play-in team this year, we all know it's different because they didn't seem to really gel until about 10 games left in the regular season, which we all feared would happen with both Golden State and LA, to be honest. But it's just crazy to me that any other team you put in this matchup wouldn't have the same feel. Golden State would have been a great story, too. But nobody else would have had the same feel. Memphis, certainly not. Even if it would have worked out where it was Denver and Phoenix. I mean, yeah, you have the Nuggets, Suns and four situation and all that. But this has been, if you want to say, who is the Goliath that stands in the way of the Denver Nuggets, it has always been the Los Angeles Lakers. Whenever the Nuggets have at least got to the point where they can even get on the same battlefield as a Goliath.
They are the enemy of the Nuggets. They are a generational enemy. Whether you're a Nuggets fan in the 80s and 90s, you know, 2000, 2010, or even 2010 on, it's the Lakers. It's always the Lakers that knock you out. So this means so much, not just because you're in the Western Conference Finals, not because you're four wins away from getting to the finals for the first time. Your fan base has been dealing with this monkey on their back for 40 years. It's time that this ends.
Yeah, that's why there's a song from the band Evans Blue, and I really love this song. And it's, I don't know what the title is. Maybe that's what the title is.
This time is different.
I was tweeting and messaging you, what, Friday night? And I just kept thinking about that. I'm like, that's what kept going to my head was, okay, it's Lakers again. Okay, Magic whooped them. Kobe whooped them. LeBron whooped them. This time it's different because right now it feels like the Nuggets are the team that could potentially develop a dynasty here. And the Lakers, if they lose this series, I don't know. Because LeBron, you know, probably finish the year out with LA next year, but he wants to play with his son. If the Lakers can't figure out a way to draft him, because he'll play for what, 1 year with USC, Bronny?
Probably.
And then he'll go to the NBA draft. And then LeBron's going to try to figure out how he can get on. That's his goal. He wants to win another title, sure, but his right now on his mind, he wants to play with his son, which would be a historic feat. So that's what is going to happen. The Lakers have a very short window, a very small window here of where they can win another title. And they also want to prove that the bubble wasn't a fluke. LeBron wants to prove that one of my titles was not a fluke because he has two with Miami and one with Cleveland. He has four titles. He wants to prove that that fourth title's not a fluke because when he's trying to compete with Kobe and Michael Jordan at the end of the day, the ending argument will always be, how many titles do you have? Four sounds a lot better compared to Kobe's five and Jordan's six than three and a half, than a three and an asterisk. So LeBron, yeah, there's pressure now for this Lakers team, Darvin Ham and company, to try to finish this thing because you don't know what, you maybe don't know what your immediate future looks like, but... Or you do know what your immediate future looks like. You're probably going to have this for the most part, this core intact next year, depending on what they do, because they had a lot of changes in the at the All-Star break. But you don't know what the two-year deal is. The Nuggets know that Nikola Jokic, unless he retires, is going to be the five-year plan. And Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon are part of the five-year plan. The Lakers don't have a five-year plan. They have this plan right now and then maybe next year. Aaron texting in, I think MPJ playing consistently is one of the biggest keys for the Nuggets winning this series. That's the poll, the tight-knit poll question of the day. Who do you think is going to be the best player in the series outside of Nikola Jokic? Murray, MPJ, Gordon, KCP, who was in that bubble series on the bad side for the Lakers and had 11 points in game one, and or Bruce Brown. Go vote at theholeshow.com. All right, we do have some fun stuff to get to today, some really exciting local news. We're going to have UNC softball coach on the program. Excited about that. Really pumped to see what this program can do coming up on Friday. We're going to have the head coach of the UNC softball program on at 11:30. Vic Lombardi is going to join us at 1:30 as we get set.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he's safe. He almost poked LeBron in the eye the other day, but he's safe. He's okay. So we will get Vic on the program at 1:30 as well. Mike Brohard, maybe to talk some CSU Rams with us in the 12 o'clock hour. Jam-packed show. But the bottom line is we're getting you ready. We're getting you ready for Game 1, 6:30 tonight. The Denver Nuggets host the Los Angeles Lakers. The first time they're hosting a Game 1 in the Western Conference Final. This time it's different. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.